This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, as you know, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates as possible. If there's a particular candidate you're wanting to hear from, I know we're trying to get all the gubernatorial candidates, for example. We've already spoken now. We'll have Phil Sarnecki. We'll have Scott Schwab. We haven't had them on yet, but we're working Stacey Rogers. All three of them are going to be on here in the next few weeks. So that being said, joining us now is Brent Davis. He's a teacher, president of Complete Education Incorporated, and candidate for the USD 259 School Board District 2. Brent, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you back on the show again. I know I've had you on as an education expert before. Now we've got you on as a candidate. So nice to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Like I said, I know that you're very familiar with education from the perspective of as a teacher, why want to, you know, it's an unpaid gig. Why would you want to be a school board member?
Well, you know, really, I care about my city and I care about the kids. And I think you just have to be mad as heck to see how the test scores have gone down for the last 10 years and the school board hasn't done a thing about it. And the school board, some of the school board members are trying to do something about it, but the administration, the school administration is not doing a thing about it. So the only achievement, performance marker that they have is graduation rate.
Yeah, but I've said multiple times that if you're graduating kids that can't read and write, which we're constantly seeing, they get out and then they go on to education or even in private sector, they're having to remedially educate them.
So exactly.
And so graduating kids that can't read and write, then the graduation rate's irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly. If your test scores are going down, then the diploma is meaningless.
Right.
Or it's less and less meaningful, right? And you want a diploma to mean something to employers. So what's happened since 2015? In 2015, if you go to the Kansas Department of Education website and you get on the website and you go to teaching and learning, and then you go down into the resources section into the Kansas report card. I mean, they have so many things to look at here. It's hard to find that, but you get to the Kansas report card and then you click on the school district, USC 259 and Wichita, Sedgwick County. And then you can click and you can look at the district results for English language arts and for math, and it'll show you who's at what level. Okay. So in 2015, according to these statistics that you can easily get to,
this comes directly from the district. This isn't, you know, like some partisan interest group or something.
It's the State Department of Education.
Right.
And so in 2015, 58% of the USC 259 kids were below grade level or needing remediation, 58%.
So almost 60% of kids.
Almost 60%.
Couldn't pass.
And now.
And yet graduated.
And now that's up to 66%.
Oh, that's even worse. That was so 10 years ago, and we've gone down by another 10. And yet,
it's consistently gone down.
And see, this is one of the frustrations I have, because they just gave Kelly Bielefeld, the superintendent, nothing against Kelly. I think Kelly's doing the best he can, but they just gave him two pay raises.
Well, I don't think Kelly's doing the best he can. Well, because I've talked to Kelly four years ago.
They just gave him two pay raises.
I took him all these studies, showed him what we could do to raise test scores. I showed him how it's being done elsewhere. And he hasn't taken any of those suggestions. He's interested in getting people more certifications for work. That he's done some good work in that. And he has done some things to do early childhood education. But the school board kept the schools closed over COVID, and that's hurt them.
Yeah.
And then they haven't done the things that they needed to do to get those test scores up. And he makes the excuse that it's because there are so many minority kids and so many kids below the poverty level that – you know, we're doing great for that situation. And that is just not true, because there are places where it's being done.
Let me ask you about that factor. About half of Wichita sophomores and 67% of African-American sophomores scored in the bottom level in English arts. If they can't pass the state assessment, which is the basic standard, how are they all of a sudden being able to pass their regular classes and graduate? Because they're still graduating, these kids.
Well, I mean, over at Southeast, apparently they were fudging some grades.
So you think that? Do you think that's going on more than just there? Or?
Well, I think there's grade inflation for sure. Okay, and so really, you've got to have something meaningful, some meaningful measurement, and that is test scores. And we have a lot. We have a lot of data to show that lower test scores mean lower lifetime earnings for those kids.
Yeah,
because when they get out of high school, then they have to do remedial work. When they get to college, they don't read very well. They don't do math very well. So they have to – it takes them longer to learn how to do their jobs, that sort of thing. So it's definitely produces lower lifetime incomes, which means a depressed Wichita economy, because we aren't graduating people who can get right out and get jobs. They need more training. And so that means – more poverty, more homelessness, more kids born out of wedlock. You know, when kids make higher test scores, there's less likely that they're going to have a child while they're in high school. The higher test scores mean they're a little more likely to get in college or get into some kind of trade and be successful in it. So it makes a huge difference.
It really does. I mean, outcomes. I mean, really needs to be focused all on that, all on educating the kids, money in the classroom. Let me, along those lines, and I know I'm coming up on my break here, but along those lines, you know, last year we had the bond, $500 million, and it looks like they want to do another bond next November. So my question before we go to break here, had you been on the board, would you have supported the last bond? And assuming you win, would you support a bond next year?
You know, they've sold multiple buildings for $1. To the city, and they have these properties deeded, so they can't be used for educational purposes. These buildings that are mainly applicable to education purposes, and they're holding on to them. They're not auctioning them off. They have a lot of properties and things they could sell. They could sell these for market price and make enough money, you know, to pay for some of these schools.
So you would not have supported the last bond. Would you support another bond in November?
No, because it's tremendous fiscal mismanagement.
Those are good answers, by the way. We'll take a quick break, and then if you don't mind sticking around through the break.
Nope.
We'll come back. We're talking with Brent Davis, candidate for USD 259 School Board District 2. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 1330 KNSS. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Third Saturday of every month is their National Day of Action. Great opportunity for you to get involved, help update, educate, and inform Wichita voters about the things that matter. Right now, I know they're working on educating voters about the upcoming constitutional amendment. It's a great way for you to make your voice heard by visiting AmericansForProsperity.org. You can sign up today. With us still is Brent Davis, candidate for Wichita School Board District 2. Brent, let me ask you, the State Board of Education has, we talked about them, you know, changing the standards. I think, frankly, what they've done is essentially dumbed down of the standards. You tell me if that's not basically what they're doing. They've dumbed down the standards to make it easier.
Yes. What they did is they lowered the threshold of what is counted as at grade level.
Right. So it makes it easier. I mean, because the biggest knock that I've gotten into many debates with education establishment folks and union folks, and then I point to, well, here's your academic performance, here's your grad, you know, and. Now they'll be able to say, oh, well, look, we've had look at just this year. They're able to say, well, we got a 20% jump in X. Well, of course it is, because you change the metrics.
Exactly. And here's a metric you can't fudge. Basically, in 2015, the average ACT score for USC 259 was 19.6. That's just a little below 50%, the 50th percentile. In 2024, the average ACT score was 16.7. That's 30th percentile. That means half of the students that had the initiative to take the ACT and USD 259 are below the 30th percentile. That is just abysmal. That is completely unacceptable. That would not get you an NCAA Division I playing rights for, you know, Division I athlete. You know, you have to have at least an 18.
Right.
And those are athletes that are just barely passing, you know, and you look at Capen, they're 24, you know,
right.
So that's what can be done in Wichita if we're focused on education.
And that needs to be the key. Absolutely needs to be the key. And I had a conversation with another school board candidate recently, and I told him, look, it's not like I'm adamantly opposed to bonds. If you can justify, look, we absolutely need it, and here's the key. But when your bond is spent, like in Goddard, half of it was on stadiums, stadium lighting, press boxes, and that kind of nonsense. Mm-hmm. If you came to us and you said we need half the money and 100% of it's going into the classroom, well, then that maybe we could talk. But when you're spending it on nonsense that doesn't lead to reading, writing, and arithmetic, well, then that's a different story.
Absolutely. They have to be taking care of business. I mean,
right.
The purpose of schools is not athletics or other things.
Right.
It's teaching kids how to read and write.
Yep, reading and ciphering.
And do math. That's right.
Speaking of which, let me ask you this. Kansas has seen a significant rise in K-12 spending with a 53% increase over the last 10 years, and yet scores are either flat or down. Do you think schools are adequately funded in Kansas?
Well, the average funding per student in USC 259 is around $20,000 a year.
Oh, goodness.
And yet, you know,
I got a decent schools, college education.
Schools like the classical school, it's $6,000 a year to go there. And they're producing fantastic results. And it's much cheaper to go to Capen. And they're just completely blowing out the USC 259.
So you do think they're adequately funded. It's just not how they're spending the money.
Exactly. It's how you spend the money.
Speaking of how they're spending money, currently board members do not receive any pay. Some districts are considering changing that and paying board members. Now, keep in mind, that would then take money out of the classroom in order to pay board members, diverting money from the classroom to pay salaries for board members. Do you support paying board members? And if that passed, would you accept a pay?
Well, you know, I just think you can't. How can you think about paying yourself when you're not getting results in the classroom and when we've got a budget shortfall? I mean, you just have to think that's just completely wrongheaded given the situation.
I'm curious. This is, the Supreme Court recently sided with parents who want to opt their children out of LGBTQ books in classrooms. Do you agree with that decision, with the Supreme Court decision?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, parents are in charge of their students' education, and we've been trying to circumvent that in the school systems to promote certain ideologies, and that completely has to get out of the school system. We have got to put a focus on the traditional family, helping kids understand who they are and not who they wish to be, or there's some fantasy of that.
Well, and again, it comes down to, that LGBTQ shouldn't be the focus. Reading, writing, mathematics.
So, I mean, absolutely.
We get distracted on some of this other nonsense.
Exactly.
We need to focus on what's it going to take to help you get a job? What's it going to help you to succeed in life? This stuff, let the parents deal with that. Let your, that's not the function of a school. That's not the purpose of a school to teach you about this nonsense. Let the parents do with that.
My opponent, Julie Hedrick, has for 8 years watch test scores go straight down the toilet. And she hasn't done a thing about that. And all she wants to do is build more buildings. And she hasn't been using the money or advising the school system to use the money to do the proper maintenance. The reason is they want the school's buildings to look bad so that they can get them replaced by big bonds like we're talking about now, this $450 million.
And she did. She voted for the last bond. I asked her, by the way, we've invited her on the show. She has declined. She does not want to come on the show, and I know why, because she does support paying board members. She does support the last bond. She wants another bond. She is a big tax and spender, and she just doesn't want to answer those questions. And mm-hmm. And I think in this case is another one. She supports she basically just does what the union tells her to do.
Yeah, there are ways to get test scores up without spending a lot more money. We just need to focus on those methods. I made a study of that. I help kids get higher test scores for a living. I've had 31 National Merit Scholars in the last 8 years, and I just had five more taking tests at my office this afternoon that look like they're good potential of being National Merits there too.
And that needs to be the key.
That's what we're focused on.
And to her credit, Diane Albert and Hazel and Kathy, that has been their focus all along.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that needs to be the focus. Focus on getting kids. I go back with Edward James Olmos. I can't remember the movie, but that was the whole point was, kids and succeeding and grades. And we need to get focused on that and stop focused on big buildings and new gyms and new stadiums and
prove that you're educating kids, and then people
then
may
we'll
want
money.
To give you
there
money
you go.
For
exactly.
Buildings.
Brett, I want to give a quick if folks want to reach out, they want to donate, they want to help. It's Brent4USD259.org, and that's the number 4, correct?
Yep.
I appreciate you, my friend. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.